I'm Carol Hills, and you're tuned to The World. We're going to do a deep dive today into free speech. How far is too far when it comes to spewing insults, or some might call it truth-telling? We've certainly heard the insults fly in this year's presidential campaign, most notably from Donald Trump. His supporters say, hey, he's just telling it like it is. But in Germany, that kind of talk can get you into a lot of trouble. Legal trouble. It happened yesterday when the head of the anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim Pegida movement went on trial. His name is Lutz Bachmann, and he faces charges of inciting racial hatred on Facebook for calling refugees names like cattle and trash. My BBC colleague Damian McGuinness is following the case from Berlin, and I asked him, can you really go on trial in Germany for something you post on Facebook?
Well, you can if those comments are seen as incitement to ethnic hatred or violence. Now, what he's accused of having said was, exactly as you said, Carol, very derogatory terms, such as referring to asylum seekers as scumbags and trash and vermin. Now, the reason why this is seen as so offensive and so problematic here in Germany, that over the past year, we've had 1.1 million asylum seekers arriving in Germany. And during that period, in 2015, there were almost 1,000 offences, illegal offences, carried out against refugees and migrants. And that included almost 100 cases of arson on refugee homes. Now, the allegation here is that because of these offensive comments made by Mr. Bachmann, allegedly online, this has encouraged his supporters to carry out violent acts. So we're not just talking about words here, we're talking about words which can lead to acts of violence.
Are the prosecutors able to show that there was a cause and effect, that these comments led to anti-immigrant actions?
No, but that's not even necessary for a conviction here in Germany, because part of the constitution is that that you have to respect every individual as an individual. So any sort of hate speech is seen as anti-constitutional here. It's obviously very different to the free speech laws in America. But that's what's interesting about this trial, is it's being seen as a fight between, on the one hand, what Mr. Bachmann would describe as free speech, and what state prosecutors say is hate speech, because state prosecutors and lawyers here in Germany say it's anti-constitutional to use ethnic derogatory terms to refer to one group of society.
And this, of course, is the Hitler hangover, you know, laws after the war to ensure that Germany treats everyone equally.
Well, it's even more than that, Carol, actually. It's the foundation of the modern German state. Because of the Holocaust, you're quite right, and because of the Nazi era, one of the founding principles of modern Germany after 1945 and the Second World War is that each individual is worthy of respect. That's why comments like those allegedly made by Mr. Bachmann are so controversial here, because they're seen really as lumping together one ethnic group into a category which is the beginning of really discrimination, and which in these cases can and seems to have been leading to violent acts against that group of people, in this case, asylum seekers.
I understand Bachmann himself made a visual comment about free speech when he appeared in court yesterday.
Yes, he did. When he arrived in court, he was wearing these rather strange sunglasses, which were in the shape of a black bar. Now, they were an attempt really to express his opinion that he says, and his supporters say, that they are victims of oppression of free speech. Mr. Bachmann says that the law is set up against him. Now, it's also the case, because, as you mentioned before, Carol, that because of Germany's painful 20th century history of Nazi oppression, there are certain things that are against the law, such as anti-Semitic comments. So whenever you have far-right populist groups saying that their free speech is being oppressed, that's usually because the things they want to say are against the German constitution.
What sort of evidence does the state have to show to convict Bachmann?
Well, one of the main things they have to prove is that he actually is responsible for these comments. Now, what he said in court was that he was not the author of these comments. On his Facebook page, through a statement given by his lawyer, Mr. Bachmann said he didn't know who had written these insults, but that it wasn't him. At the same time, through the same statement given by his lawyer, he said that nevertheless, freedom of speech should allow such opinions to be expressed. So there was quite a contradictory statement there. But to a certain extent, what he's obviously trying to do is put the onus on the lawyers or on the prosecution to prove that he actually made the statements while catering to his supporters, most of whom, or many of whom, were in the courtroom at the time, to say that he was seeing himself as a defender of free speech. Because I think what's interesting about this case is that if he's convicted and even possibly imprisoned, because he could face up to 5 years in prison if found guilty, it could actually help his cause because he quite enjoys the role of a martyr. And his movement's been losing steam recently. And it could be that if he is convicted by the German courts, that could really play into his hands.
The BBC's Damian McGuinness in Berlin. Thanks, Damian.
Thank you, Carol.